is In the Shadows Podcast. Lots of cigar talk, but if it's going on in the world, we'll be talking about that too. And by the way, the fellas don't shy away from controversial topics. Trust me. So grab that stick, kick back with your favorite drink, and let's do the thing. This is the In the Shadows Podcast. Now your hosts, Tony the Soy Sauce Assassin.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Shadow Smokes Legion in the Shadow Podcast. I'm your host, Tony the Soy Sauce Assassin. And you have your co-host, Midnight Cigar Eric, who is very, very popular recently. Very, very popular. Perplexingly popular. I have no idea why he's so popular. He's the boss right now. And always tiresome Puppy Rick.
Yep, there we go. I opened YouTube to look at chat and I tinnitus.
What?
I opened chat so I could have it on the YouTube side, and now I have tinnitus because the intro blew my eardrums.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, you don't listen anyway, so you know. So yeah, I've been like, you know, very perplexed about why Eric has been super popular right now. It's like every day I have to see his name at least 5 times right now.
Yeah, every single time I go on Instagram. Every single thing on Instagram is just Eric.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah. Hey, Eric. Your team's did a good job. Hey, Eric. Good job. Hey, Eric. Thank you. Every day I have to see Eric. Eric's going to be the next president. You know, vote for Eric.
2087. But that's not even an even number. 2088.
Yeah. So that's what's going on right now. Hey, Sosa.
It's hard to be popular, man.
I know. I'm like so perplexed. I'm like, well, he's popular right now. People's talking about him. That's a great thing. That's actually a great thing. But when I look at it, I was like, why am I pissed off? I want to smack him so hard. But like, he's doing a great job. It's like, yep. Hey, good job.
Okay.
Yep. Eric's experiencing a tenth of my life.
Yeah, you know. I'm like, what's going on? Like, you know, like, it's like when you walk in the street and you see somebody really handsome. There's nothing wrong being handsome. There's nothing wrong being, like, you know, very popular around a girl that's in front of him or whatever. But you just like, I want to punch that face so bad.
Yeah, true. I mean,
you know that feeling I'm talking about?
Yeah, he's a punchable face.
Like, this guy did not absolutely nothing to you. He's doing just fine. It's just handsome guy walking by, like, I just want to punch him in the face. You know one of those?
Yeah.
Well, that only happened when I was in high school. Now I was like, yeah, he's handsome.
And now I just want to punch him. Yeah. So, you know, it's very perplexing to me. It's I don't know what's going on. Like, it was increasingly.
It's not like you don't know what's going on. You know what's going on.
No. I know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with me. Right. I'm looking at it. I'm like, I should be happy about this. Look at all these nice pictures, nice comments about the ITS. I love it. You know that. Every single day, that really makes my day. I'm like, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, Lord, nice. They received it. Oh, and then I look down the... Right? You know, it's like, it should be a happy thing. But I don't know. I just want to, like, you know, if Eric's here, I'll be like, I will twist his nipples. Like, you know, I might hold on to it and grab him across the street. And then he'll be like, what do you do that for? I'll be like, I have no idea, but I did it anyway.
It's like you're turning the channel on an old TV.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw a really old TV the other day as a decoration in a Vietnamese restaurant. It's one of the really old ones where, like, they literally have a knob for color, a knob for brightness, and, like, knob, like, for three channels. Not for volume, you know. There was, like, not for noise as well. It's one of those really old thing. And you're like, oh, that's really cool. I wonder, you know, what they put up. You go closer, it's a trash can. So, like, they put a TV, like, the TV that's really old in there. But on the side, if you open it up, the entire thing back is empty. It's just used for trash can. So, I'm like, damn, what a waste. Because it's like very classic thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even my wife looked at it. She said, how do you use this thing? I was like, you adjust until it looks right.
Yep. Yeah.
Just turn out the knob, you know? Like, similar like when you first get your DSLR camera back in the like freaking 40s. And then you're like, I'm going to adjust this ISO. I'm going to adjust the speed. I'm going to adjust the shutter.
Oh, and then that's too bright.
Yeah, too bright, you keep adjusting it until it's right. Because right now, nowadays, everything's automatic. Right? Click, done. Now, back in this, like, okay. That looks right for this particular camera.
Yeah.
And then the next shot, you do, adjust again. Adjust again. Yeah.
I mean, with the TVs, it's not only with the color and whatever, it's also with the antennas. With TVs, you gotta like make the antennas go like that, or go like this, or go like this, or go like that. Trying to find the right.
I think that's a US signal. Antenna. In Asia, it's one long thing comes out with multiple little aluminum tube coming
out. What camera are you using, Tony?
A camera.
What brand of camera of model do you use?
What camera are you using?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, I'm using my Sony ZV-1.
Oh.
Oh, and I'm also using a Sony. Sony sponsors.
A new alpha.
Yes, can Sony sponsor us on camera, please? I appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, I have a, you know, Sony A7 III.
I need three alpha, camera, whatever. 10 lenses. I will advertise for you. Just come and sponsor me.
You will never use 10 lenses. Like a good photographer probably just need like 2 or 3 lenses.
I'm just saying, I could advertise for you.
Yeah. Sony FX3A.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you know Eric's trying to take a dick pic, you know, he needs the macro lens.
But I told Eric that I can adjust my Sony to look pretty much the same as a Canon one, and he didn't believe me.
It's not the same, that's what I'm asking you.
No, like it's very close. I had to adjust this so that this thing doesn't flicker. No flickering. And that's how it works.
Yeah, it's all about
adjusting. You can get it to very close. It's the same lot. So the color grading is going to look the same.
So how are your ITS going?
I'm not smoking ITS today.
I'm not either.
All right, Eric might have smoked a lot of ITS, but I actually think that I smoke more ITS than Eric.
I don't know, have you catch me without smoking ITS on
camera? Yeah, but just because I'm not on camera, I don't smoke it on camera, that's not my habit. Look, have you, like, I smoke average right now.
Have you seen me without an ITS?
Yeah, the other day, I was on Bender.
I'm pretty sure I had an ITS on that.
You had ITS after, but that one was, the really bad one, wasn't it?
What?
I asked you why you're smoking. You say ITS. You say the band was removed. So you said like it's something else. And then you give a really nasty face because that tastes quite nasty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. See? There you go. All right. So, I mean, I smoke on average two ITS now every day. On average, and like I do have ITS right here for a second.
I mean,
you know, it's like I start to realize how little ITS we have, so I had to kind of slow down.
I only have a few boxes, like
only a few boxes. Wow,
it's getting bad.
No, look, think about it this way, okay, Greg. If I smoke 2 a day. 1 year, I need what? 700 something? 740 something sticks. Right? Something like that. And that's how many boxes? That's close to 40 boxes.
730. Oh no, I dropped a cigar.
That's close to 40 boxes. We each only got 10 boxes. We don't have enough.
What you got to do now, you got to instruct the people who's carrying the cigars to drop it, to damage the box so you could claim it.
Eric sent out 100-something sticks.
Bam.
Yeah. So he have 5 boxes less. So, you know, it's going out quick. It's disappearing quick. And I think people enjoy it. That's a good thing to see people enjoy it.
True.
And again, I want to make the public announcement that if you receive the cigar from Eric, you're fine. But if you get it from any of the vendors, make sure to let the cigar sit. Because they all want you a humidor or a storage that is about 70% humidity. And the cigar actually likes 65 or less. 65 or less humidity is your friend. You can leave the cigar on the table. Just think about how nice that is. You can leave the cigar on the table, come back in 3 days, and it will smoke just fine. So make sure you leave that on the table or leave that in the dry box. And yeah. All right. So like everybody is almost, it's giving me new and new more information on how to enjoy the cigars, because it's just me or just Eric. It's very one dimension, right? It's like, we know this is what we blend for. This is what it tastes like. This is what we know. Blah. Right? But everybody else who's putting their different palates into this thing and try with different drinks, different situation, it changes. It changes a lot. So,
like right now, I have a coffee with cinnamon with cream in it.
Why would you put cinnamon?
I actually like it.
Talk about coffee. Oh my God. So today, I went to pick up my dog. And after that, I went over and I tried to get coffee at Starbucks. I turned over and asked my wife what she wants. She said, can I get a cold brew that's hot?
Yes. Yes, you can.
How the hell did you get cold brew that's hot?
So it's just cold brew is the way they brew the coffee.
So I mean, yeah, cold brew.
Yeah,
it's a different way to make it because, you know, I'm an ex Starbucks worker. So cold brew, you essentially get a big fucking bucket and you get the brew that you want and you let it soak in that water for about 22 hours. So, yeah.
So the bean is not cooked. Machine. The whole point is that the bean is not cooked. It's just in a canister, like a big canister that is already brewed with just bean and water.
Yep.
And let it sit in the fridge.
Yeah. So technically, you can heat it up.
Once you heat it up, that don't taste right.
Yeah, it will definitely.
Yeah,
it will 100% alter
the taste. The question was, it going to taste right? The question is, can she get it in cold, hot?
No, yeah. Obviously, you can't ask them, I want cold brew hot. They're not going to do it.
Yet again.
How the hell are they supposed to make the cold brew hot? It came out of the ice canister, like a fridge.
No, they will do it.
The only way they'll be able to do it if they use the steamer, but then they'll make it like more like a macchiato.
I was like, you mean coffee?
She's better off getting a pike.
Like, I was like, you mean coffee? What do you mean, like Americano? Just like, you know, I like the you know, salted caramel cream cold brew, but I want it hot.
And you just asked for a salted caramel latte.
So I was like, you mean you want a coffee with a creamer on top? You want the cloud form one.
Because, yeah, cold brew is a little bit more concentrated because obviously you've been sitting for way more longer. The best alternative you could do is essentially just a pike latte with the caramel.
If you want a more concentrated,
with a shot of espresso.
Yeah, just drink the Eric Special. A coffee with 5 shots of espresso.
Yeah. You get like a latte, you put 2 shots into it, and then you put your caramel brulee stuff on it.
And then she goes, oh, I just want a cold brew, no ice. Okay. I'm just staring at her while the person that's taking the order just waiting and listen to this whole conversation.
Listen, at the end of the day, I will be on your wife's side.
It's not that hard.
I will be on your wife's side a little bit because there are people out there who are more dumber than that kind of request.
No. Cold brew without ice is not hard. It's normal.
Yeah, it's just turn the valve
but
down.
There's a difference between no ice and hot.
Yeah. One of my experiences, and I'll just this would be just quickly. We had the shop I worked at was brand spanking new. It was a drive through one, and I remember we all had headsets, and this fucking dumb bitch. She went to order a mocha frap, and she's like, "Can I get a mocha frap, but no ice? To make a frappuccino, you need ice." So I'm like thinking, "Okay," but I also want no coffee or cream in it.
You want mocha syrup? There you go.
Yeah, so like the only way to make a frappuccino is coffee base or cream base. Then you gotta add the cream. Oh yeah, the cream or coffee base with a little bit of milk. And then you add the syrup, and then you add the ice and you blend it. She wanted no ice. She wanted no cream or the coffee base. And she wanted no milk.
Did you just hand her a bottle of chocolate? There you go. There you go.
The store manager. I was trying to talk with her in the straight face, and my manager's like, just give that bitch ice. Just like that in the headset.
But you want no ice.
But you just give that bitch this ice or a bottle of water.
Like, she wanna hot water with milk mocha syrup.
Yeah. It's a frap. Frap has to be cold. So cold water with that sounds nasty. Yeah.
No, but she doesn't want ice. So happy hot water.
Yeah, so it'll be hot water with mocha syrup. That's just hot. That's hot chocolate. No, yeah.
It's just crazy, people. Like I was like, what in the world am I hearing today? I'm just like sitting over there. I apologize to the guy. I'm so sorry. Just give me coffee. Just give me a coffee.
Do you know what a red eye is?
Red eye? Like the sickness red eyes?
No, this is a type of coffee. Apparently, that's what it is. It's basically a regular cup of coffee with a shot in it. That's called a red eye.
Yeah, but Eric just like red cyclops. Not even red eye anymore.
No, the reason I'm mentioning it, because I just remembered this now. It was my first day, and someone asked me for a red eye. And I looked at the person like, Black Dragon? The fucking Yu-Gi-Oh card? I'm like, you don't sell Yu-Gi-Oh cards here. There's not one. What a red eye.
You activated my trap card. You just activated my trap card.
I'm stupid too.
Yeah, it does happen. It does happen. So, Eric, how's your day?
I spent half the day messaging lounges.
Messaging
half the day making a 40-second video. Yeah, I know that don't make sense.
Were you making porn?
I guess 40-second, and it takes half a day because my girl, she's really good at recording. She's like the perfect cameraman.
I know that pain.
Okay. But why 40 seconds?
Because I just did a B-roll. That's what you want me to say.
Well, I don't know. Like you say 40 seconds. I was like, why 40 seconds? There's got to be a reason for 40 seconds.
It just happened to be 40 seconds after I edited it.
Oh. Why can't you just say try to spend half day to make a B-roll that ended up to be 40 seconds? You made it sound like your goal was 40 seconds to start with. Not after edit, it was 40 seconds.
No, my goal is to record for like 10 minutes, but it ended up to be half a day.
Now, give us a sneak peek of what that is. Is that for a B-roll for a review? B-roll for a video? B-roll for an ad? I know what it is for, but like, you know, what is for? Is it for a review? Is it for a ad? Is it for a Instagram post? What is it?
It's just a B-roll for Instagram posts.
You know, you can't have B-roll if you have no A-roll, right?
The fuck is an A-roll?
A roll is a primary roll. B roll is the secondary inserts.
No, it's just a video, bro. It's just me B rolling it. That's that. That's why I did it.
That's not called B roll.
And then you get me in there so you can see me rolling.
He just Ricky rolled you.
And literally just a video.
He never gonna give you up.
40 second video. Never gonna let you down. Fucking...
Man, now we're gonna turn around.
I was hot. I was sweating. I was in a suit. I was like, I wish so much butane in one roll. Like, it's insane.
What the?
And it still didn't get it right.
Yeah, because you're using the wrong camera.
My girl.
After you see down picture, you want to throw your iPhone away.
It's not that. It's just like, I just want a good shot. And she is just so not good at it. Like,
well, that's not her profession. Like, why didn't you just call Don? Don, I need you to fly over. I need a B-roll.
Yeah, I ain't gonna pay that kind of money for a B-roll.
What is an A-roll? That depends. A sushi roll? California roll?
No, I was...
I was frustrated.
That's why I know.
It shouldn't have to be. Shouldn't have to be. I really like start to like the aroma de Cuba, Emosa, Immensa, and my daily cigar, the sweetness, the oily wrapper. Is there something else similar?
Something better would be the ITS.
Yeah, you just had to smoke the ITS. The ITS is... You know, people who haven't tried it yet really need to try it. Like, I really feel like everybody should just get one try. One try. One stick. One try. Right? And that will make you decide whether or not. Because I, you know, even the people that I haven't talked to a lot, even the people in the Legion that hasn't been on for a lot, and they tried one, and they said, you know, it was really good, so.
I don't know. I got one guy that smoked it, and he said he's going to buy a box.
That's good.
Yeah. One box down. Another maybe $300 to go. Almost there.
Keep working at it. Slowly but surely.
How many people already watched the interview from Rick? Just wondering.
It is not doing a good number.
I haven't checked the number, so.
I check every day.
Oh, you do? Rick, you should have the stats.
Oh boy, am I trying to right now? 79 views at the moment.
79 views? Time to buy some views.
You know why?
Why?
Because he uploaded and deleted right away.
And then he uploaded again. No, yeah. He changed it. He uploaded.
I know.
Nothing wrong with that. Because when he deleted, there was only like 5-6 views at most.
Yeah, it was at 6.
Yeah, but you know, YouTube was giving him momentum. Now it's not. Like, okay, what the fuck just happened there?
All you had to do is just
the hell is this? What's that link?
He posted the interview. You know, there are some good information in the interview. That's all. My wife does like, you guys look so awkward squeezed together. I was like, the camera is only so wide because Eric hates wide angle. Yeah, we were talking about it the other day. She's like, why is like you get squeezed like very, very close. I was like, oh, number one, fat, and I'm in the center.
Yes, because Tony is fucking fat. That was what it is. Like,
and
I don't know, man. I was like, damn.
And number two is that, you know, the camera is not wide angled, it's narrow. And number three, Rick is also fat. So we got two fat people, one skinny guy. And the skinny guy just get pushed off the screen. So,
yep. True.
In fact, the camera won't fit. Or else you'll see Tim Swanson somewhere in there.
It's a small space.
It's a very small space. It's a very small space.
Yeah, it looks bigger on his videos.
Even if we go to a bigger space, I don't think it'll work because you had to go so far to fit three of us in a different chair. You'll need three Canon cameras to do that. I can see Eric's hand shaking a little in the beginning. Eric was, you know, at the event, I think Eric was over hyper nervous at the same time. So he's excited, he's happy, but he's super nervous. There are a lot of things that he said that if you listen, because I took that video off, but then like a lot of things he said, he starts to stutter. And he doesn't realize, but he was very nervous. He's like every time before he goes to someone to talk, is you feel like he's holding a cigar, but he want to find a pocket to put his hand in, but he's smoking a cigar, so he just sits down. I was nervous too. Like there's things that are. When you talking to people that has expectation versus no expectation, it's kind of different. Like I feel like when I was at the event, it's a expectation that I'm putting out, so I'm like super nervous, right? But like when I'm talking to my client, I talk to them every day, like, you know, on Zoom call and stuff like that. I don't feel nearly as nervous. Like I can do a speech to Eric and Rick, no problem. Right, but when I do a speech and they were sitting like there was like 20 people that we only met the day before.
I don't know what
I'm talking about anymore. Yeah, like okay, here's the thing. I did practice what I want to talk about every single day before I walked into the shower, and it was fine. But when I saw those people, I forgot everything I want to talk about. Everything's like, what else did I forgot? What else did I forgot? You know, it's just, yeah. Still working on my box. Why are you working? What do you mean working on your box? I thought you received it already, no? Especially being overstimulated with everything that's going on. I think I was nervous. I was in shock. I was tired at the same time. And like there was like a million things going in my head. There was a million things going in my head at the same time. I was like, what I want to do this. I don't even remember to give people things. Like people actually left without their cigars. All right. Al Presidente left without his cigars. And Raul forgot to grab his t-shirts. Like they were, like, you know, literally, I think Martin left his like lighter and cutter there and just totally forgot about it.
Yeah, it's called like it's just the jitters. You just get nervous. It's normal. Especially when you're in a scenario that you're not used to or not accustomed to, it's hard to get comfortable doing it. I was like, the thing like, what we're doing right now, if you ever go back in time, most of our first videos probably is not, you know, out there, but usually the first videos you're just like petrified of talking to a mic or talking to a camera because you're not accustomed to that. Then after a while you get used to it, and it's like same thing goes with, you know, talking in front of people. Once you do it a couple times, it becomes natural. But this was basically your guys, you know, time to shine, and that mentally hits you, which meant, you know, your nerves comes out because you're like, this is something that's important. I'm in my limelight. I got to figure out, you know, how do I say this to make it sound right. No, sound right.
Well, when you're talking to a camera, it's easy. Like when I'm talking every day on streaming, it's easy because I'm looking at a camera. I'm not looking. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at people that I know. I'm like the comment itself doesn't bother me as much, right? But at the event, you're looking at everybody's stares at you. It's like, I got a star? I got to talk about it? Like, it's like, there's that anticipation. And then you're like, I don't know. You know, next time, Eric, you know what I think? We should pre-record the speech and just press play.
That's retarded.
You just, both of you, walk up with your suits and you just open like a little, what do you call it?
No, you pre-record it, you press projector. Play, and then you just open your mouth.
The lip sync? Like you're the little Chinese bootleg movies?
Yeah, right? You just mouth it. I think it'll be easy on a second time, but really isn't. I think my speech was worse than the first time. And good thing Tim was there to rescue the day because he can talk. Like, yep. I feel like when I was talking, I was using a really bad eBay mic. When I hand over the mic to Tim, it automatically sounds like a $300 mic. It's got volume. It's got confidence on everything. You know, it just sounds different. Like when I was editing that video, I was like, oh shit. Just cut that out. Hey, Kryptonite. So yeah, it was an interesting thing. So, and now that we're already like, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks in, 4 weeks now? Not yet 4 weeks. Two and a half weeks into the release of the In the Shadows. A lot of people got to try it. A lot of people haven't. I feel like, you know, I haven't seen like an actual. Well, actually, no, there's one actual review. I'm waiting for the more to kind of that one. That's going to make my week when I see one. I don't know why. As a person who talk and direct multiple people daily, public speaking is a learned skill and confident thing is not necessarily how many times you do it. Yeah, you know, I get what you're saying. But like, you know, it's a lot different to talk to your employee versus talk to strangers. Right. Talk to employee or talk to strangers are kind of different. And I even talk to clients different. I can talk just fine with Tim. I can talk to just fine with a single or whatever person I'm speaking to. But when you have a bunch of unknowns staring at you, and I think the biggest problem is I stick to a script. I suck at sticking to a script. Even though I practice multiple times, I suck at still. I really should just be myself and just say whatever I think. I think that would happen easier, would be more smooth. What I didn't was like I've tried to point out all the things that's in my head, but then that's the thing. I was thinking the script and I was having like Looney Tunes jumping around in my head at the same time. And that happened. So I wasn't sure what I was talking about. I was like, did I forgot something? Oh yeah, I forgot to talk about this guy. I forgot to talk about that guy. You know. And Eric just like no help. He's all the way down there on the side. So he's definitely no help.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna do it.
Yeah.
I was just there.
So I was like, ah man. I came and look over and said, hey, you wanna say something? You know, he wasn't gonna say anything. So I did orientation. I understand where you're coming from. I'm not saying you're wrong. Anyway, just give it. Yeah, I totally get it. I'm just like, I agree with you. I'm just saying that at that day, it's just
an again. Way. Don't look at me.
We are good at speaking without a script. If you tell me to read a script, like I tried this, I write down a script. I was doing a review. I was gonna follow the script. I cannot. Mm-hmm. Every time something was wrong. Something was wrong with the script.
I forget the script.
No, like, even if it's in front of you, me, I'm just gonna read it. It's still wrong. Like I saw that like, they were selling the Elgato prompter thing that you put on top of your camera. You can read off that prompter. And I was like, that's a cool idea, but I can't read that. There's no way.
Hello, guys. Today the ITS.
No, I mean, it's big enough for you to read it. I'm just like, I can't follow that. I'll read it wrong every single time.
I get what you mean.
Our presidente, I've decided to punish Rick for you the next time I see him. So I will punish him for you. You know it's coming, Rick.
It's the gas face. Listen, I wasn't in charge of the weekend, okay? I wanted to hang out. But I was held in that villa against my will and forced to drink every day. Every single 15 minutes, I was handed a drink. So I was fucking wasted this whole entire weekend.
Script made people look uncomfortable and awkward in my opinion. Yeah, I agree with you. And I really thought
my
own thing that I shouldn't have done it. To practice this, the talk, I really should have done that. So, because I usually tell my wife, like, if we gotta go to interview, don't go to interview with a script, because number one, you sound different. You will sound different automatically when you practice
Hey, you will sound like a robot.
Yeah, and number two, if somebody stop you or somebody interrupt you with a question that's not prepared, you are screwed. So. I always told her, just know your shit, go in there as you don't care. And then you'll be fine. But I didn't go to my own event. I said, I don't care. I care too much. So I screwed up. I screwed up. But I had it written down for next time. The next time I wrote down, I should not practice the speech. I should write down some key points that I should remember. And don't give Eric the mic. And don't wear a suit. Because it was hot.
Always wear a suit.
Not in Arizona.
Always wear a suit.
Not in Arizona.
I'm going to wear a polo. I'm going to wear a polo. And you're going to wear a polo.
I ain't going to wear no goddamn polo.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to do that.
Yes, you are. I'm going to give him the polo and then I showed up a suit. Because I think everybody... All right, the two people that look the sharpest is our president and Eric in that day. Like, if you want to vote, there's two people will be on the top. Two people that look the sharpest. I don't think there's if or but. Eric looks super sharp. And our president Tay looks super loud. And his suit fits too. So, you know, that's another thing. So it works. I'm just like, you know, I did not prepare myself enough, I think. You know, whatever that is. I was too stressed to even go like, I gotta protect, I don't think this and that. I'm still stressed. Because I was dealing with the humidor and the ashtray that's been here, that's got to get here. It should be here next month. Sometime next month. I don't know how far next month, but sometime next month. Okay? So if you are waiting for the ITS humidor, it's coming. If you're waiting for the ITS ashtray, it's coming. They're coming together in two pallets, 13 boxes. Honestly... I haven't done the math. All I know is I paid crazy amount of money to ship it. And I'm going to see. I'm going to figure out how much money we're going to lose on this one. I had to add them together and calculate what I think is reasonable for those items. Because with the tariffs, it's no longer reasonable. The tariff and shipping is no longer reason. Now people is asking, how much is actually did it actually cost? I was like, just imagine. I couldn't even tell Eric how much it costs to ship from Florida to Arizona. I definitely cannot tell Eric how much it costs from China to Massachusetts. Plus 30%. So, yeah, it was 13 boxes, and those boxes are big. They're not small boxes. Each box holds two humidors. It's giant boxes.
Wow.
Yeah, I should post that picture on the Discord. How those boxes on the crate looks like. It was two of them. I'm saving my rewards point.
Yep.
So I don't know what the price is. originally it was going to be like $650 to $700 for the humidor shipped, because shipping costs $50. I know that for sure. So shipping costs $50. How did I know that for sure? Because I sent one to Eric and that cost me $50. So I know it's cost $50 to ship that. That humidor isn't light. And especially right now, nowadays, shipping is weight plus dimension, right? And that thing's big. So I know that part of it. And the second thing is that I don't know if those boxes will come in packaging. If it doesn't, I will spend money to do packaging. If it comes with any sort of packaging, I'm fine. But if it doesn't have any package at all, I have to figure out how I'm going to package it. So, and that's another thing that I also have to consider deal with. Now, I'm almost to a point. Almost to a point where I go, I gotta keep all these humidors. Because they're just like so ridiculous. But we'll see when they come in. When they come in, then I'll figure out what I'm gonna do with it. Because obviously I just sent one more to Eric. So unless Eric, you don't want another one, then I'll just send one to you.
Just send me Eric's.
Eric, do you even need another one? You have one already.
Yes, I need more than one.
Why do you need more than one?
Why do you need more than one?
Why do I need more than one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, unlike you, I smoke everywhere.
In my house. Okay. Yes, I need
cheaper
more than
to one. Just take a flight and do a personal delivery. It's not cheaper. Not cheaper. Because that thing will, on its own, or either be a carry-on or extra luggage. It's huge. I just think about this. It's right here. It's, my camera can only catch half this humidor over here. And like, look at the distance. Like, you know, you can see my hand. It gets small. It gets really big, man. My hands are tiny compared to that. It just looks tiny in here. It's huge. It's huge. So, Eric needs them all. Eric isn't going to get them all. Who wouldn't want multiple of them? Sure. That's the thing, right? It's like, it's an expense, you know? Eric, we want multiple, but I had to start charging for those. Expensive. Eric's like, nah, never mind. I don't need another.
I never say they are good looking. I only need two.
It could be a gift for a friend. Yeah, then I definitely should charge him. Definitely should charge him. We still try to figure out how I'm gonna justify the price on it, or how I want to get it out there. Because I think it would be pretty cool if somebody who have never tried any ITS to be able to get that and come with a few ITS. But I'm not gonna fill that with ITS, because that's 5-6 boxes in there. I just don't know what I want to do with it yet.
I mean, when I get it, it winds up.
You're not gonna be able to fill up the entire thing with ITS. You'll go broke. That thing holds 150 to 200 cigars. Easy. Easy. So you'll need like five.
Bro, I can't even fill it up.
Yeah. I don't have enough to fill it up right now. Even though I haven't tried it, I should. I should really try it. I might try that. It's actually not a bad idea. But I just need another one so I can try it. So those are what's going on right now. I know people are waiting for it. Ashtray should be easy. Ashtray should probably be in its own container or whatever. I can bubble wrap it and whatever.
Of course.
150 to 200. Yeah, those trays are big. Those trays are big. Eric, do you have it like readily available? Can you show it again?
No, like, I don't.
Oh, man. I don't want to take that off because it takes a while to take that off and put it back. When I receive it, I'll show it to you guys again. But it's big. Like, if I had it in front of me, it'll probably take this much screen. It'll cover my entire body up. That's how big it is.
Shit.
Like when you hold it, you had to hug it. It's big. It's definitely a no joke one. You know, like when you get other humidors in like $1,000 price range, for example, you know that the Don Pablo Garcia 20th anniversary, they came out with a humidor, right? How many cigars in that? 40? 40 or 80?
For the Don Pablo?
Yeah, it was a Don Pablo Garcia 20th anniversary that came out with a humidor. That fits some cigar in there. I was able to fill it up. Our humidor is bigger than that. I think. Because if I put it on my table, it'll cover... 15. Yeah, it'll fit more than 50.
It was 50.
All right, it's a very expensive thing. So, like, when you have that big of humidor, it's for serious people only. Like you gotta be very serious that you want to collect this in order to get one, because it wouldn't make sense. Number one, it's expensive. Number two, it's big. Like, literally, you need to find a space for it. It's like having a pet that doesn't walk around. It's just, you know, if you try, you can probably fit a Yorkshire Terrier in there. If you take out the tray, you can probably fit a Yorkshire Terrier in there.
Or like a Chihuahua?
Yeah, you can probably fit a Chihuahua in there. I heard it comes with divorce paper. If you like it, yeah. Refilled.
Yes.
For you.
Yeah, it... When you buy that, also you're submitting half of your assets to your wife when you buy it.
Yeah, that's a no joke thing. On the hindsight, now that it's already been made, I think I made it too big. But like, I don't like to have a humidor that is too small, because we all bought multiple small humidors, like these humidor right here in the back. That, you see. This humidor is smaller than this humidor. This humidor is smaller than this humidor. See that? This one, you can see the whole thing. It's smaller than this. And this is like a standard one. You can buy it for like, you know, $200 maybe. And that feels like, I don't know, 50, 60 cigars maybe, 70. So it really depends. My wife will use a humidor to cremate me in that. You'll have more space. So she can cremate you and 50 other chicks in there. It will fit. It will fit. So, and the humidor is longer than the ITS, so it actually will fit longer cigars as well.
Okay, like also, like, oh, yeah. You have Lanceros, Churchills.
You could toss in so many different sizes in it.
You know, I should really take it down. Do a comparison. Hold on. Let me get it down.
I think I use like I use 4 box on the top row only. Like if I stack them two stacks, mm-hmm. And I use like, I think I opened 4 box today.
So this is big. Can you see this? This is my whole body. This is big. So I don't know if you guys can see that.
Mm-hmm.
If I just take out the top tray. Without dropping this thing, of course.
You know, I'm going to go grab mine. Because mine actually have cigars in it. I would let you guys know. I don't even use that divider.
Yeah, I'm just want to show how big it is. See how long this tray is?
Oh, okay. Damn.
How long this tray is?
Can you fit the 9x90 in there?
This is how big this humidor is.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's not fucking small.
And that's still got more space. Can you guys see that? That's only one row. You can fit 4 rows on that top.
Well, it's double stack. So there's a cigar on the bottom. And I use...
And it's not even to the lid. You can you can put more.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah. But, there's definitely room from the top to put more.
So. Of course.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't recommend it. So I think I use... I opened 4 boxes of 20s. Here. That's only the top part, and you got like a whole nother... Jesus Christ, what is the name?
The bottom, okay, the total depth of the box without the tray is almost 6 inches. It's like 5.5 inches deep.
Yeah, so it's deep as hell. So let's say, take one to your ITS Toro.
Like a baby. Right. Look at Robusto.
So just imagine.
A lot.
Yeah, I don't even have enough ITS to fill this thing.
All right. So even if you decided to fit 100, 200 cigars in there, it will fit just fine. It will fit just fine. So here's this humidor. Here's another one that fits 50. Yeah.
I think the bottom part alone, you could fit over 100 sticks. If you don't even use the tray, boy, you'd be putting the 300 sticks.
Yeah, it's not a small humor. It's not a joke. It's definitely a big humor.
Yeah, I don't.
So, only get it when you're serious to put a lot of cigar in there, because that thing is huge. It doesn't look that big on the screen. Once I bring it to the front, it's big. Now you know why it costs $50 to ship, because that thing is big and heavy. You can see when we're holding it, we have trouble holding it one hand. That thing is just big.
Okay. I need it in my life.
I'm pretty sure you need your life. I need more in my life.
So dude, I need more cigars.
So you know. That's why I say after the thought, I feel like that was too big. I feel like that I made it too big. But you know what you expect from Asians?
Small.
We don't want to be called small.
Yeah, you guys are compensating.
We're compensating. We're overcompensating. We overcompensate for that. And we definitely did. So... But hey, there is only so many. There is only so many. Yeah. And if you're overseas, I don't recommend you to get it.
Unless things calm down. Yeah, unless things calm down, I don't recommend either.
Or even things come down, that thing is going to cost like a liver to ship.
Yeah, because overseas, isn't it like guaranteed it's going to be over like $100?
Say that again?
Or overseas, isn't it going to be like over $100 to ship?
Oh, it'll be way over than that. It'll be way over that. It'll be way over that. Now, I compare to a box of Gundams that I ship from Japan to here. A box of Gundams from Japan... that barely fit one of these, where I shipped it, it will cost me almost $300.
I mean, box will be around like $100 to
$600. So simply just calculate that if I ship to Japan, it will cost you $300 just to ship.
Is Bobo Trace and Eagle Rare a gimmick? Yes.
I had the Buffalo Trace. I never had the Eagle Rare. And I can tell you, yeah, it's somewhat of a gimmick. Yeah. I had the Buffalo Trace one. And I barely smoke it. I basically send it out to people just because, like, you know, hey, here's one. Try it. But it's not a exceptional stick. It's a stick. It's not very expensive. It's like $5-$6 a stick.
Yeah, it's not that much. So you,
yeah, you so you, you kind of get what bit. you kind of get what you pay for. Okay, so yeah, that box will be available first come first serve, and I think after the ones I pre-allocated, there should be around 10 or 11 available. 10 or 11 available. They are numbered. They are numbered. So guys, they are numbered. But you don't get to choose a number because it will be too much work. I had to take out of the box to find out what number they are. Where can you get one of those? About 2 boxes of your stick, Cigars Daily. Hey, Tim.
Damn! Tim?
I think that's the one that was there at the event, no?
What?
At the... Tim, did you buy it at the event? There's only 2 people or 3 people that bought
it. Oh, is that Tim at the event? Is it?
I think that's the guy in the event, no?
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. Wow, he found us. Look at that.
So, that box is not available right now. It will take another month before it gets to me. It's already finished making. It's a physical item. It's an actual item now. It's guaranteed to have. I guarantee to have it, but it's not available yet.
They're gonna be in the ashtray too.
Ashtray.
Show them.
I don't have the ashtray in front of me, so I had the ashtray. I was actually on my deck, so I can't.
Oh, really?
Show
it to you. I gotta go grab it. It's in my house.
You don't have the one that has the final version, man.
Why the fuck you don't have it on you then?
Because I start using it.
Why?
You can find the picture of the ashtray in my Instagram. The most recent picture that has an ashtray in it, that's the ashtray. So.
Was a Presidente ask, like with cutters, do you sharpen them in time or do you just toss it and buy another one?
I didn't even read that. Hold on. When it comes to cutter, when do you sharpen them? Why do you toss them? Cutter? Depends what you get. You can actually sharpen your cutter by deburring them. Like you just not really got to go dull because it's cutting like soft material. So what happens is when it gets dull, it's actually just get dirty. It's not getting dull. So what you can do is use aluminum foil, twist it up, and just use that to kind of clean your blade. Or cut on that aluminum a few times, it'll clean it up, you'll be sharpened again. But you know, if you're using something like this, just toss it. Get another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like this, like you know, cheap stuff, just get another one. There's no point to go through the hassle. But you have something like this, like you know, $30, $40 ones, yeah, sharpen it.
Yeah, this one I barely ever use, you know, for reasons, because once it actually focuses, you know,
that is the made in China to bomb.
So yeah, I don't only use it for display, since you could just make it into a cigar rest and know how to pop it. There you go.
I mean, it's a nice cutter. It's just too thin for me, and it feels
like
a blade. Right? It's a single blade. I kind of think.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that it's a single blade. I mean, it has a little blade in the bottom too. Blade.
It's double.
No, but then you only the only part of actions is a single blade action. It's not a double blade.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But it's still a double blade.
It reminds me of the medieval times when it's like off with his head, and it's just.
I never buy anything from Cigar Bed. That's why we don't even talk about that in the Legion. Their cigar I would consider as mistreated. So I don't buy them from there. So I don't know why you can get there. But majority of the cigars
they're that the same
in general.
They're just the same cigars.
Huh?
They're the same.
Same what?
Both of them is the same.
Oh no. Cigar Bed is owned by Cigar International, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same
so
thing.
Yeah.
The same thing.
So is it overstock? I would say it is. They order a large amount of it and they allocate a specific amount just for that. Because when you order a lot of it, you get better price. And what they do is they use a better price on there. So.
Yeah, it's like Walmart, Costco's, Sam's Club, they buy in overbulk so they can sell it for cheaper.
Yeah, just think of it this way, right? A lot of cigars, like they say, like if you buy 10 bucks, you get one free.
To answer your question, yes. Presidente, this is what they use for snip something.
So when you buy 10 boxes, you get one free, and then they bought like 100 bucks, they have 10 bucks for free. Go straight to there. Usually you gotta find like a general brand, general cigar bundles, like room 101 bundles, stuff like that. And that's usually what ends up there. That's below $20 mark.
They used to carry Opus into, they move into a different direction, and Opus refused to do that kind of deal.
Yeah, because nobody wants their cigar to be on a bidding site. Nobody wants to, really. Unless you're a brand that don't care. But nobody wants their cigar to be undervalued like that. I mean, yeah, to consumers, it's a deal. To them, it's undervalued, right? And this thing is that once people buy the undervalued one, they're not going to buy the standard value, right? Like, if you ask yourself, if you can buy a cigar for $4, why would you ever buy it for $10? And that's the problem.
Yeah.
No, and there are some cigar companies, they just want to move the numbers. They don't care.
Tony still won't fucking buy Oliva for like 20 bucks. I don't know.
Don't compare me to those people.
Am I wrong though?
I support my local B&M when I can't find the cigar immediately. Stop complaining about how much money I spent on cigar. Come on, man.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, like, your knowledge of what you're saying of, would you buy a cigar for $5, but you never buy it for 20 bucks, you know?
All right. Sometimes you spend for conveniency. Right? Yes, like, okay, you could have go to the restaurant, buy a fried rice for $4, but you decide to order on Grubhub and pay $50 for it. Happens. Sometimes you pay more.
I'm just saying, conveniency. Because you say that.
I say that, but it, you know, there's always exceptions to the rule. Okay. If I need to film something really quick, and I just grab one of those, I just go there, grab one of those.
No, you didn't really have to film it that quick.
You know, I feel like I want to get things done. I don't want to have to go search around. So sometimes I will pay extra to
get things. Oliva is so hard to find that you have to search around.
You know, I want one stick of Oliva. It's not going to be any cheaper if I decide to go buy a website for one stick of Oliva. I still got to pay shipping and all that stuff. It's still, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One stick of Oliva.
I believe you buy one stick of Oliva, you pay shipping, it still be cheaper than 20 bucks.
No, Oliva will be like a $8 stick plus seven. Yeah, you're 20, you're almost there.
From the taxes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Keep saying
Hey, me buying one Oliva pays one person's salary for 1 hour. Makes a difference. Keep your local cigar lounge going.
Mm.
You see? Nice people. You know, they gotta feed people. You gotta drive the economy. Yes, guys. I pay more for Oliva than this cigar. But I can tell you that if you guys don't get this soon, in maybe like 6 months, 7 months, you might be paying double or triple for this.
Why you say that?
Because some people will hog them, and the only way to get it from them is inflated prices. That's what limited edition stuff does.
Yeah.
Depends where you get it from, right?
there's only so many places you can get it from. Get it while it's cheap.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right? Why not? It's a good cigar. A good cigar deserves some love. Right? You can give it some love. It's a good cigar. The more you guys smoke it, the more it drives us to make sure to start thinking about the next project. So everybody should go out and get like 4 or 5 boxes, and then we'll start working on the next project for you.
What?
Yeah.
What? Stop it.
All right. So everybody go out there, buy 4 boxes, and we'll start working on the next project.
Stop it. Let me rest a little bit. I'm pretty tired.
Do I look like I take a rest?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you might not need to, but I do. I'm tired.
Do I look like I take a rest? I already started.
When you see me today, look at my fucking eyes. I am dead.
I don't take a rest. I get things done.
Grab one of these.
Coffee. Yeah. My local brick and mortar has Cordoba and Morale House Blend. I get 660 Maduro Habano Connecticut for $5 each. Cheapest cigars there. And solid smoke every time. I never smoked those, so I can't tell you. There's always cigar that is meant to be every day. I don't know how the house blends are. And I'm pretty sure it's pretty good if you enjoy it all the time. Solid smoke. But different cigar suits different palate, suits different personality, suits different time.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever that suits you, right? I mean, do I not smoke $5 cigar? I still do.
I don't know. I appreciate the same at the event. Now I keep thinking, I want to give him a hug.
Tim?
Yeah.
Didn't we give him a hug? Like, I definitely had some change.
Oh, yeah, we hugged him. We hugged him, for sure. Of course, we fell out of the... We were up in the ass, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have anyone had the Churchill LE 2025?
The hell is the Churchill?
Like, you mean the artist? You mean the artist? Like Davidoff artist, Churchill? It was a good time, man. The event was a good time. I if we have another project, where Eric doesn't want to call it project. So if we have another cigar, we definitely got to run.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate the thing out the project again, because.
Well, technically it's a
project. It's going to be everything is a project. Then I, but we could just start it with project one, project two, project three.
And that sounds like a good idea. That would be a lot easier. We don't have to go like, hey, what's the next guy's going to call? You know, middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning.
let's not do that.
Thing one, thing two, thing three, thing four.
I don't want to like have like a, not good, I don't want to say anything, but I don't want to have like, you know, like the project line of Rocky Patel.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. It was great hanging out Friday, Saturday with the whole crew. Yes.
Yeah.
The Davidoff Churchill LE, I think you're talking to the artist. We did smoke the artist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least I did.
I did.
No.
I smoked the artist. Yeah.
Right.
It is just another Churchill. I still prefer late hour any day over that.
What is the Joey? What do you want?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have compared it. I shouldn't have compared it. It's totally two different cigars. Damn it.
I would have been paying attention, so it's okay what you did.
I already know like cigar. I already know what I think. We already know.
Yeah.
If you watch the interview, you are.
I want to hear Joey's idea. Let's see his idea.
Yeah. Joey, what's your idea? Just why your idea? Because we did announce what the cigar is gonna be. You guys just missed it. Joey, what's your idea? Come on.
It's probably so long that he had to take 10 years to type it out.
He's trying to get canceled.
Oh, okay. Perdomo 30th anniversary Maduro or the Perdomo double age to. What, you gotta pick one to smoke right now, or you want me to pick one to get? I mean, if you ask me Perdomo, I'd rather get the 10th year anniversary Sangro, to be honest with you. But you know, that's but
tell the truth, I haven't smoked those, so I can't tell you.
We haven't smoked Perdomo for a long time, ever since that incident.
It's been like 2 years, bro.
Yeah, for me it's
Perdomo.
I'd rather quit. That's to be mean.
I don't know. I don't mind Perdomo cigars.
I can tell you, Eric will start smoking Perdomo again sometime after July 15 next year.
July 15.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck?
He's gotta go to a PCA. He's gotta talk to Perdomo.
Oh yeah, probably. Perdomo.
And then he'll be like, I will smoke your cigar again.
Yep. Probably. But I don't mind his cigar. His cigar is pretty
tough. His cigar is fine.
It's fine.
Granted, there are cigars that we don't like.
Yeah, but his cigars are fine. Like
and it's not like originally it wasn't good. It was kind of growing out of it. We grow out of champagne. Like everybody who started got a champagne. It was great. But as you smoke out the cigar, that started to kind of fall off the list. It's not like this cigar is not good. It's just
fine. Yeah, it's. I see his cigars as more people who enjoy mild experiences, like nothing that's not too much. Like it's good for you to have, and it's not too spicy. It's not too this. It's a relaxing cigar. It's just that for me personally, it's not too flavorful. I like a lot of bursting of flavor. His cigars are a little too mild.
I think his connect the champagne is actually. A good Connecticut.
Champagne is pretty good. I mean, especially for beginners.
Yeah.
That is the cigar to smoke.
That cigar got flavor. It's good.
But as you smoke for like 5-6 years, that far off the list for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm very interested in his 30th, but not yet.
I have the 30th in my humidor. I smoked them.
Not yet.
The last time I smoked the Perdomos was with Nick Perdomo. I bought a box from him. Well, after talking with him for 3 hours. So the conversation was so fucking amazing that I want to support it. I don't
need to talk him for 3 hours.
But no, it was just a great, genuine conversation. We weren't even talking about business. We were just talking about life and experiences and traveling and joking and the wives and all. It was just a genuine conversation that, you know, I really enjoy his personality. I'm like, you know what? I like the guy. But let me just buy a cigar or buy a box out of respect. And
also, he's a nice guy. I never spoke to the person, but people say he's a nice guy. So
he was phenomenal when I met him. Very, very humble guy.
Yeah. I know nice. Eric just needs one opportunity to vent about his story to him, and that would be done.
He will correct it. He will 1,010% correct
there it. There will be nothing to correct.
There's nothing to correct. Well,
to correct, but you know what? Remedy
he just
or
want to just... vent about it. He just want to talk about it and maybe hear an apology, and that was it.
Yeah, that's what I mean by correct. Like he will apologize and
because he knows. I guarantee Nick Perdomo has got us. That's not how we talk to our customer. That does not represent the Perdomo brand. And that'll be mm-hmm. the end of it. That'll be the end of it. I don't think any cigar brand owners is out there, except one, is out there to or except two, is out there to to
who's the second one?
To belittle their customer. I don't think there is any.
Who's the second one?
One is located Dominican somewhere. And the other one is located in New Jersey somewhere.
Dominican. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, all right, I got you. Fuck them too.
So there is two that I know of. No one's out there to like. No, I don't think any brands.
There's only one for me. The guy didn't really do anything to me.
I'm not saying that they did anything to you. I'm saying that that will be willing to belittle their customer. I don't think there is any like normal brand. Like you know, you can go to even the toughest you know, guy out there. They won't belittle you. Like when you talk to something like Eric Espinosa, that guy is just like
all of energy.
Yeah, all energy, talk a lot, and he talk very frankly, like not very professional. Right? Mm-hmm. And he's not out there to belittle any customer.
Yeah. Same as Robert Caldwell. He was a very cool dude.
We talked to, Eric talked to the guy from Dimension Cigar the other day. And that guy was very frank.
Definition,
goddammit. Definition, I'm sorry. Definition Cigar. And that guy was very friendly, too. It's just like, you know, yes. Normal talking, but he's not out here to belittle anybody.
He remind me of myself.
If you want to talk to somebody who's just like the embodiment of crack, it's Pedro Gomez from Drew Estate. That man is so animated and energized. Everything is just like, wow, what's up, guys? How are you doing? How are you going to join us? Like, he's just an espresso walking around.
There are some people that's really enthusiastic about enjoying a meet, a hangout, a talk, or something like that. And that's what cigar should be, right? Just, you know, meeting each other, talking to each other, having a cigar together, talk a story, ask each other, how's your day, kind of thing. You know, it's that. That's what cigar really is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Aside from tasting it, I mean, if you want to taste coffee, you can just go get a coffee. If you want woods, you can go in the backyard and chop up wood and start chewing on it. Cigar is just that. It's a catalyst. It's not the main character in your day. It helps you. It's a tool. Right? When you have a cup of bourbon, is that the cup of bourbon the main star? Or is the person that you're talking to is the main star?
It depends.
Well, if you're sitting down talking to somebody and your main focus is on the cup, you shouldn't be talking to the person. Right? Your focus is the conversation, not the drink. You can drink either way.
All depends.
Okay, so yeah, in that case, guys, next time when you guys talking to Eric, he's focusing on the cup, you know you're not the character. Get out.
Pretty much. If I don't pay attention to you, you're not the character.
I don't know. If I am sitting down with a cigar and a cup of drink, my focus is the conversation, not the drink with a cigar.
Yeah.
Because even when the cup or the drink ends or the cigar ends, the conversation can continue. So the main character is never the drink or the cigar. Those are just making my time even more enjoyable.
True.
You know, that's my personal opinion. Doesn't have to be. Like Eric, they think that whatever he's drinking is more important. And in fact, that's the funny part, because he usually wouldn't drink a bourbon anyway.
So. No, I don't have to be a bird. It could be just water. It'd be better than you talking to you.
You know how sad that is? Do you know how sad that would be? Is that your main focus is water? Be water, my friend.
Yeah, like, you got to be so bad at it. Like, damn, this water tastes amazing.
God damn, I'm water. Hydrated.
Like, damn, is this from Fiji? Or is it from the fucking mountain of Everest? Holy shit.
Wow. Wow, yeah, you never know. You never know, so...
But damn, this water's wet.
Really?
And I'd be like, yo, is the water wet or does it get you wet?
Oh, you know what? There are some water, the more you drink, the more dry you feel. So there it is.
Or can you wet water?
Water is not wet. All right, let's get back to this, like the scientific concept. Water is not wet. Water makes things wet.
This guy over here fucking say water is not wet.
All right, so let's say if you have a sheet of silicone and you pour water on it, is the silicone wet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Silicon is not wet. Silicon is hydrophobic.
That's really anti-one of them.
You'll never say water is wet. Water makes other things wet. Water itself is not wet.
This soul shit, I know where Rick get this from. Exactly, I know where Rick get this from. Don't fucking blame me, Rick. You think I'm stupid, Rick? I don't know if Tony knows, but I know.
You gotta let me nerd out right now. Water is liquid in nature.
That's the whole reason why he brought it up, too.
Wet is a status, all right? Wet is a state that it became wet.
Fucking Naruto.
You don't start wet. You'll never say the water is wet. You get into the water, you get wet. But water is not wet.
You go to Miami with Martin, he gets you wet too.
Water, okay. The status of wet is something absorbing water. That's considered wet. Water does not absorb water. Water is not wet. Okay? Nerdy terms right there. I'm explaining to you. Water is not wet. Water makes things wet because the state of wetness is something absorb a liquid. Would you ever say mercury is wet?
I don't know what mercury is.
The planet.
Put it on your hand, we'll find out, and I'll carry a casket.
Well, isn't that a planet?
Is it a stinger?
Well, there's a metal, like soft metal liquid that you can put in your hand.
Right, but it's not wet.
It could be wet.
No, it's not wet.
It is wet when it's like melting your hand.
It's solid. It's liquid.
It's solid into a temperature.
No.
Even your body temperature can melt that.
No. The natural state of mercury is liquid.
But you could melt that with your body heat.
It's already liquid. You don't melt metal. You actually, if you put it on your head, you absorb it.
Nah.
But you gotta understand the state of wet is actually something absorbed.
I don't know, man. I don't think that the people over here, I think they're falling asleep.
No, I think our president they like that, you know. Our president,
I like science that. Guy.
It's the science guy. I'm going to explain to you guys, water is not wet. To call something wet, that something needs to absorb water, and water does not absorb water.
Okay. I'm saying my skin never got wet.
Your skin does absorb water.
But doesn't get wet, though.
Yeah, it's not wet. Water is not wet. Surface can be wet. Water is not wet. Water is like literally that. What it causes other things to get wet. It doesn't get wet.
You trying to find that meme and send him afterwards, bro?
I'll find that TikTok.
Okay.
Have you ever found dry water?
Yeah, in Arizona.
That's just dry. That's not water. That's just dry. You never find dry water, so you can't find wet water.
Water is wet.
Water is not wet. Can't be wet if it can't be dry.
It can be dry, it can be evaporated.
Then that state disappears. Where's the water? Water had to be dry in order to be wet.
It's a gas.
Yeah, and that's not dry. That's still moisture.
I don't know about that.
You're just changing the state. You're not changing the dryness of it.
Listen, I understand it's condensation. Don't be condescending. Don't be condescending me.
Okay. No, it's the truth. It's the truth. Just like fire is not burning. It can't be burning fire.
Then when you're in fire, you get like 30 degree burns.
Yeah, you get burned. Fire doesn't get burned.
Fire,
you can burn fire.
I don't know. You put fire into the sun, it will burn the fire.
No, it's just combining with other fire.
Sun is not actually fire.
Yeah, sun is full of gas that's igniting, yeah. But if you put fire in the sun, it's just burning with other gas that's also burning.
No, it will get burned by the sun.
What? You can't burn fire.
Mm-hmm. So that's the sun.
I'm surprised you say that because you don't watch anime. You're not like, okay, I'm gonna extinguish this fire with fire. You know? It's science. I can talk about science down to the rabbit hole all day. Like, I'll chase all the way.
I know, right, Tim? One hole aren't you falling asleep, bro? I thought it was like Cigar Channel.
Yeah, that's why we're talking about fire.
I mean, technically, you do need water and fire with cigars. You need the humidity packs, which all springs from condensations and wetness. And you need a lighter to light up a cigar. So you got to understand water and fire. And then you become the avatar.
That's what I'm about to say.
Are we going to bend fire and bend water? Is that what it
is? Yeah, because you got to bend the earth to grow it. And then the climate, you need the air. Have good air to grow the cigar properly, and then you know, you wet it and for you know to a degree so you could dry and all that kind of stuff, and then you become the Fire Nation and you light it up and smoke it. Then you become Aang, the Avatar.
All I know is I need some fire to cook some food. I'm hungry.
You know, I always wonder this. Like, if you want to make a cigar, like flavor cigar, okay,
let's make it fire.
You want flavor, huh?
It's called KFC. Kentucky Fire Cure.
No, I say you want to make a cigar and you want to make a chocolate flavor cigar. Right? Why don't people just grow their cigar, like tobacco leaf, and crossbreed it with like cocoa tree?
Then it wouldn't be tobacco no more.
No, you can crossbreed, it'll still be tobacco.
Because that's cuckoo.
You ever grow and crossbreed something and it's still the same thing? No.
No, you can grow a citrus and cross with another citrus.
Yeah, and it make an own fucking orange.
Yeah, it's still citrus.
It's not the original. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Tim, you don't want to talk about flat earth because we can go into the deep science about flat earth. That would be like a 3-hour show.
I think the earth is round because they have a booby curvy woman on it.
No, because then if we gotta talk about flat earth, we had to go through the theory of space. Where is the end of space? And if you talk about where the end of space is, you can talk about multiple ways of bending the space. It could be a fourth dimension double loop, which it will actually make earth flat. So let's not go there because that's a very scientific thing.
I'm going to put my cigar down and get myself a blunt.
Right? Because like, you know, okay. Really quickly, from one dimension, two dimension, three dimension, we are in three dimension world, right? Yes?
That's what we call it, yeah.
Yes, okay. So what is one dimension?
Right now on the screen.
No, the screen is not one dimension. One dimension is just flat line. That's one dimension.
Let's flat Paper Mario.
Right? Two dimension means a surface.
It's anime.
Everywhere we see is two dimension. So Earth technically is also in two dimension. So when you are at fourth dimension looking at three dimension, the three dimension becomes.
And Tim, you see where you what the fuck you have done, bro? I can't. I need to
see that will go on and on. I'm the science guy. I can literally go this. Yeah. Yeah. So you can. You when you go into a higher dimension, looking down at the lower dimension is flat. There you go.
But then how do we have theaters that give you four dimension?
Say that again?
Those theaters that give you four dimension experience.
No, fourth dimension right now is time. It's like, oh, it's class. It's science class. I'm going to... I usually study things like that. I do like on my spare time. I will re publish. publish papers, and that's what I do. And it's really nice to read a published paper at 3 o'clock in the morning smoking a cigar, believe it or not.
I don't believe it.
Or not. So I'm just saying, like I do study on those. I still study. If anybody, I think most people who have a science degrees will always continue to study. And that's just the way it is. And I think one day I probably will like really ring into the science of a tobacco leaf. Right.
That is, El Presidente. I agree on that shit.
Well, I can't help it. Now, the topic comes up. It's my nature to explain what it is.
Fucking Neil deGrasse Tony.
I can't help it. It's just I think it's interesting. A lot of people don't think it's interesting, but I think it's interesting, and it's because that interest that continues to.
I mean, it's interesting, but it's I'm tired.
Yep. Yeah. So like, soy sauce, that's a science
that's
guy.
Interesting when you're like about to ready to go to bed.
Right. Oh, today my wife saw a food review channel or something like that called the soy sauce something. And she's like, that's your cousin, right?
She might not be wrong.
So how are the review for steak going? We're waiting for more reviews to come out.
I'm just joking, bro. It's actually
El Presidente, I didn't think that you're somebody that wouldn't talk science. I would think that you'll be a very interested person to talk about that.
No, El Presidente rather go talk to his wife.
No, because I gotta be honest with you. I think our president as a person is a very knowledgeable person, and he have a lot.
Oh, he is. That's why we like to gamble together.
No, but then that's why I would think that, you know, if I had a conversation with him, you'll always go to something that's very like bring nerding, like you'll be nerding out kind of thing, you know.
I'm laughing because I remember from this weekend I got. One of the guys is related to the groom, cigars, and I introduced him to the group, but he forgot your name. I said, you know, you're a soy sauce assassin, and he saw the picture of you guys, saw you as Asian. 2 days later, he's like, what was that guy's name that you showed me? Wasn't it like Kung Kong Warrior? I'm like, close, but no. I'm like, close, but no, soy sauce assassin. He's like, ah, there you go.
Now, in terms of the review, I do want to ask everybody, like, if you got a cigar, you're smoking the cigar, please post those pictures on Instagram. And so that we know you're enjoying the cigar so that, you know, other people can know you're enjoying the cigar. Pretty much for this cigar, it's all got to be by word of mouth.
And just tag me and piss off Tony.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know why I'm pissed off, but, you know, it is. But by word of mouth, you're helping to support the cigar. By word of mouth, you're supporting this project so that we can work harder for you the next project, right? So we encourage you to invite you to post pictures whenever you smoke it, take a picture, whenever you just this picture looks nice, you know, and post it and tag Eric, tag Shadow Smokes Legion, and forget to tag me. That's fine. And then, you know, we'll look into it. We'll repost those because they look good. They look good. I see a lot of picture out there. A lot of people take some effort to put out there. It looks great. So we appreciate when you do that.
And making these projects is not born in one day.
All right. So, yeah. And I think that should be it for today before I drive everybody to sleep early. You know, I give everybody some time to kind of wind down and everything, finish your bourbon so you don't have to fall asleep. And that should be it for this particular show. Remember, well, tomorrow we are smoking another light stick in the smokers panel. So bring your lighter stick and we'll smoke a different one. And Saturday we'll be smoking the ITS together. Hopefully you already got your cigar out there and leave it out. If you got it from Eric, you don't have to. Eric is smart enough to say, hey, this is the humidity that we need. That's what I'm going to set up. So if you got it from Eric, you're fine. If you got it from any store, leave it out for a little bit, let it dry, and then we'll smoke it together on Saturday. Bring a pairing, all right? Think of it. Think of the weirdest pairing that you can think of. Try it. Well, you should bring two. You bring the real one and a good one, so that after the real one is gone, you can have the good one. Bring it over, and we'll talk about a different pairing, and we'll find the best pairing. Who's got the best pairing? Which brand of drinks has got the best pairing?
That is why I put cinnamon in my coffee, because pairing it with the cigar actually kind of amplified the spice level and actually negated the spice taste. So you taste more of the cigar, and it was actually a lot more chocolatey and coffee-like. Since I already had the cinnamon.
Rick, I need you to go get Yoo-hoo for Saturday.
Done.
Okay. To answer Mike's question, what can I do to help make the moisture that you're... All right, so the cigar is natural thing. They like to even out equilibrium. You always want to equal out. So all you have to do is leave it somewhere that doesn't introduce more moisture. Eventually, it'll even out. So if you're getting that in your humidor, don't put the cigar's foot where it's too much moisture close to the inside, because the inside is going to have more moisture sitting inside than the outside. So if you move the cigar towards the outside, you'll get less moisture. Or you could just leave it on the table for it to dry out a little bit. Okay. So another way is to put a Bobita pack right on top of your cigar. That Bobita pack has got to try to draw moisture out of it. Okay. Yep. Hopefully that helps. Okay. If it's toward the end of your smoke, it's because your cigar is too wet. Just leave your cigar out ahead of time. That way you won't get too much moisture at the end. You're always going to have some moisture from the air when you're smoking it. So that you can't fix. The only thing that you can control is how much moisture is in your cigar to start with. So if there's not a lot of moisture in your cigar, at the end of it, it will just be normal.
Yeah, if you want the moisture in the air, just go to Phoenix.
Well, it depends how thick your lip and wet it is too.
Basically, give it a buffer point, right? So if your cigar is dry, but at the end of it, it's going to be, you know, a little bit wet, that's okay, right? So you leave your cigar dry, so when you smoke it, it'll be fine. Cigar is meant to be burned, so it's supposed to be dry. You don't need that much moisture. The only reason you need moisture on it is so that it doesn't crack, right? So long as there's enough moisture, I'm talking about 55 all the way to 65, you're fine with the cigar, right? So you can leave it on the table on an average day, it'll be fine. Okay, all my ITS currently is on the table. It's on the table. It's not in the humidor, because I realize the cigar does not like humidity. Period. Right? It likes the dryness like a Cuban cigar. I'm not saying there's any Cuban in here. U.S. we can't have Cuban cigars.
Just Cuban.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm not saying there's any Cuban in there.
There's no Cuban in there, but there is Cuban.
So I can't say what's in here. This cigar likes to be dry, so leave it out.
I was thinking more dirtier. I was saying like this cigar got me cumin.
All right, leave the cigar out. The cigar will be fine in majority of cases. Especially right now, we're having like a record-setting ring every weekend and stuff like that. You can leave your cigar out.
Only on your side, man.
You didn't get any ring. You didn't get any storms last week.
Last week, but not like every weekend.
Yeah, but then that introduced moisture. So,
like, I didn't rain for 2 days.
But you'll be fine leaving your cigar out.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't leave it out.
Bullshit.
It's in a box with no Bobita.
It's called dry boxing. Right? You can leave your cigar out. It'll be fine. Right, just let the moisture out, because I think right now a lot, you know, because they are new and stuff like that, they were in the fridge. So, what's the taste different between Connecticut broadleaf and Sager's wrapper? They are not the same.
Connecticut broadleaf is less spicy, in my opinion, as well. It's less spicy.
I will say. Think of it as one introduces more flavor. The San Andreas introduces more flavor. Broadleaf makes flavor stronger. So you gotta take as Eric's philosophy. Everything has its
job. Purpose.
Yeah, everything. Every leaf has a job to do, and broadleaf tend to make the rest of the cigars stronger flavor. And the broadleaf to introduce more.
So, in easier terms, the San Andreas gives the flavor while the Broadleaves amplifies the flavor.
Yeah. All right. So they're not the same type of stuff. So when you're smoking a Connecticut Broadleaf, it's not meant to introduce a lot of flavor. It's actually counting on strengthening up more flavor for the binder and filler.
Unless you get a Broadleaf that's grown in San Andreas.
Which I think that's still a myth. I think that's still a myth.
Proven facts.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. All right. So that will be it for today. And we will end it here. I'll see you guys Wednesday and Saturday. Have a good night, everybody. I hope it'll help you sleep well tonight. And just if you can't fall asleep, just think about my conversation one more time and just replay that. You'll fall right to sleep. Is there a hybrid wrapper that has both strength and flavor? Corojo 99 has a little bit of Habano to introduce a little bit of strength.
No comment.
You're not gonna get you're not gonna get a hybrid wrapper that does two things very good. It's gonna be master of it's gonna be good at multiple things but master of none. Once you do a hybrid, it's gotta have quality of multiple different things, but it's not gonna be good at anything. How about that? So when you do a hybrid, it's because out of necessity, it's not really for
just like my stepdaughter.
Just like what?
My stepdaughter.
You have a stepdaughter?
You know?
Yeah.
She's good at multiple things, but not good at being my daughter.
Okay.
What are you doing, step bro?
Where am I going with this? Anyways, I hope that answers your question. There isn't one very strong with a lot of flavor hybrid wrapper. Period. It's just there's some flavor, some strength.
Yeah, there's a reason why we have different tobacco in a cigar.
That's why you use blend to help each other. Like you put the blends together so that you can introduce what you need, but if there's one wrapper that does everything, then you wouldn't need anything. You just wrapper, and then you got a cigar.
That would be expensive if you use wrapper.
That would be very expensive too, yeah. It wouldn't make sense. All right? So I hope that answers your question. Anyways, have a good night, everybody. I'll see you guys next week and Wednesday and Saturday. Bye, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
You've been listening to the In the Shadows podcast. There's nothing like a fine cigar. And that's our passion. And on the show, we'll talk about everything and anything cigars. And you know what happens when you get a bunch of guys together smoking cigars. The conversations go on and on. And that is what this show is all about. We hope you've enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. Remember, everything you need is on YouTube at Soy Sauce Assassin. The live show is every Wednesday and Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And get cigar reviews. Wishing you long ashes. We'll see you next time on In the Shadows Podcast.